We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now we want to go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We bring in friend of the show, from NFL.com. He is Mark Sessler. Mark, thanks for joining us, and always appreciate your time. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
Hi, Mark. We are excited. We were excited to watch football last night, and we're really excited for the Browns on Sunday. Just give me your overall take on the Browns. And, you know, we were trying to figure out what's a realistic expectation for this Sunday's game when you're starting off in a year where there was no preseason, camp was all weird, and now you're going to play one of the best teams from last year right out of the gate. So let's talk about your expectations for the Browns and expectations for week one alone.
Yeah, I think it's a tall order. I mean, it was interesting at the end of the Chiefs-Texans game where I thought Chris Collinsworth was saying, you know, there's such a vast, almost like planetary difference between being 1-0 and 0-1, just the feeling it gives you after that first act of the season. But then, you know, Al Michaels pointed out, that's really just 7% of the campaign, and it's hard to look at week one that way because I think we have a human tendency to totally overreact to week one. But with this Browns team and really the whole progress that they've made with Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, I'm much more interested in seeing a Browns team, which would be rare for us, one that kind of develops and grows, develops young players, and starts dropping hammers later in the year. I think it's a tall order to say that they're going to come out and be really a fully formed operation in Baltimore against what is probably a Hall of Fame type coach in John Harbaugh with a ton of the similar players. You know, people can point to the game last year where they went into Baltimore and really pretty much savaged the Ravens. Last regular season loss they had, that was early in the year. I think the Ravens were still working out some kinks. That also was against a run defense that I think shored itself up, adding Calais Campbell, added Derek Wolfe. I think Patrick Queen at the linebacker spot, their rookie, is going to help a lot too. So I don't really take much from last year's game. I think the Browns are going to have a little bit of growing pains. I think we saw some of that with their camp practices where, you know, if you're Baker Mayfield, it's totally understandable that, you know, you're going to need a couple weeks to kind of get into your groove. So I would just say measured expectations in this one. You don't want to be embarrassed. I think they've played Baltimore pretty well in the past couple years, and I think they've done as good a job against Lamar Jackson as really anyone has. So let's, you know, have that carry over and growth from the offense. I would say one thing that's very positive: they want to be a team that runs the ball. You have probably the best duo of running backs in the league. They want to be a team that uses their tight ends to the max. They've got a great tight end room. So they've done a good job of filling the cast out well for what Kevin Stefanski wants to do.
You just mentioned, you know, some of the talent that they have. Do they have enough talent where, especially on the offensive side of the ball, that they can – and I think, Mark, they should go out and run the football like crazy. Do they have enough talent, A, to do that, and B, do they have too much talent – that might cause some rumblings? In other words, is Baker going to be okay handing the ball off a lot? And is Odell, is Jarvis, are they going to be okay watching the running game thrive if it goes that way?
I think it's a good question. I think that one of the reasons Kevin Stefanski has won this team over, and you hear it from all these guys. I mean, I thought that Odell Beckham's comments, you know, a week or so ago on just saying that he adored Kevin Stefanski and Kevin Stefanski's total focus on football, I think the grumblings And some of them that we heard last year came from a totally chaotic and disorganized operation. And I think that some of the veteran players that had been around saw the contrast to other teams they had been on and the way other teams were operating. I don't get that sense at all with this version of the Browns. Baker Mayfield, seems totally dialed in. I think that has a lot to do with Kevin Stefanski, who, you know, flew out to meet Baker Mayfield right after he got the job. I think that was these things just weren't happening a year ago. So if the Browns are very successful running the ball, and then, you know, Austin Hooper is getting more targets than Jarvis Landry or Odell Beckham in a certain game where that makes sense. I mean, that's good teams do that. And you look at the Chiefs like last night or really any game, you can't really pick. I mean, they've got their obvious stars, but there might be someone that pops up week to week based on matchups because they have this embarrassment of riches. I mean, that leads to playoff wins. That leads to Super Bowl titles. That leads to Andy Reid going from the guy that couldn't win the playoff game in Kansas City to suddenly he's going to be vaulted into Canton. So everyone wins if the Browns succeed. And I think there is a de-emphasis on selfish behavior if the Stefanski plan works.
You know, it was funny, Mark Sesser from NFL.com is joining us. You know, we were talking about week one, and I didn't really think about it until you answered that first question where, you know, you can't gauge a season by week one. But if you go back to a year ago, the Browns getting thumped by Tennessee 43-13 week one really did have an impact on the rest of the season. They did bounce back against Baltimore a month later. But I can't help but think that first game of the year, Baker Mayfield didn't have his eyes open for the rest of the season, and then he's spent, you know, an entire year now trying to figure it out. So now that he finally has the opportunity to come back with a clean slate on Sunday. I'm curious your impact, maybe just thinking about the impact of game one last year and then where Baker Mayfield is today compared to where he was a year ago.
I mean, I think last year's opener, which was a horror show, and it came off this summer where people that hadn't really even thought about the Browns were picking them to go to the AFC title game or the Super Bowl. And so whenever that happens, there's definitely a brushback where there was probably Browns exhaustion by the time week one came around on a national scale where it's like, oh, we've been talking about this team forever. I think that the Bucks have a little bit of this where there's going to be a group of people that want brushback. And when the Titans of all teams, you know, pre-Ryan Tannehill with Marcus Mariota came out and just laid one on Cleveland, I think it sent shudders through the Browns fan base, but also from a wider scale of, wait a minute, this Browns team that has never really done anything in the past 20 years feels half-baked. They looked completely underwater from a preparation standpoint. You realized, oh, wait, we've been calling them this talent-laden team, but they have no one playing right or left tackle. Baker Mayfield was totally under duress, and it seemed, you know, to affect him throughout the season. I don't think Baker Mayfield ever really found a comfort zone last year, and I think Baker Mayfield would say a lot of that was on him. You know, it's like, was the preparation there week to week? Was the preparation there all off season? I mean, he's mentioned that and taken accountability for that, but part of it is the coaching around him, and I don't want to just blame everything on Freddie Kitchens and what went on last year, but I think the environment for an NFL team to succeed has to be just 100% focus on the game ahead, the week ahead, and forget about what just happened. None of that was happening last year. I just think the environment this year around, from the front office to the head coach, feels completely different. That is why if they went out and, you know, I don't know what kind of game will happen against Baltimore. It's as unpredictable a season as ever. But if it's not that pretty, it's not panic button territory the way that I see it, because I think this is a team that understandably is put in a tougher position than veteran teams with veteran coaches. I think we just know that. And it's like even last night with the Texans losing to the Chiefs, that doesn't really tell me that much about the Texans yet, because the season is young, and I don't think anyone would have fared well against Kansas City. I mean, that's a team that kind of has 89 49ers vibes. They could go 15-1 and no one would be surprised. I mean, Cleveland is playing the next best team in the AFC in Baltimore, and they may be the best team. And so it's a really tall order in week one. I mean, the last time they won a week one game was Jeff Garcia in 2004. So in general, week one has not been a pretty sight for Browns fans.
Mark, tell me what's more likely to happen, that NFL teams spent – a good portion of the offseason looking at tape of Lamar Jackson and thinking, man, we have no idea how to stop this guy. Or they watched tape and thought, here's how we stop this guy.
That's a great question. I mean, I think in general, defenses catch up, and they use that offseason to do that. I remember the year when, you know, RG3 blew up in his rookie season in Washington, and it was the pistol. It was the read option. And, you know, there was a full autumn into winter where no one could figure out how to deal with that. Well, now defenses know how to deal with that. Lamar Jackson isn't necessarily a scheme. I mean, he is this athlete that does things that no other human seems capable of stopping. You can change the way your defense responds to that. But last year, I think teams, you know, there was experience against extremely mobile quarterbacks. It wasn't like this had never happened. But he just was one of these players that was such an overpowering force that there was no equal player on the defense to neutralize him. I thought if you go back, you know, everyone talks about what Nick Chubb did in the 40-25 Week 4 game. It was the defense. You know, Lamar caught up by the end and he had his plays, but it was the defense that really threw Lamar Jackson off with looks, with pressures. And that, to me, was one of the better performances against that Baltimore offense. I don't know if there's any – I just presumed there to be no carryover from that kind of stuff. But, you know, Cleveland kind of got into the head of Lamar Jackson. If you go back to that Titans game, a guy like Mike Vrabel, Tennessee's head coach, I mean, I think he was coach of the year candidate material right there for the way that he neutralized and got Baltimore way off their game. They're one team that I – here's what I thought about them last year, and this maybe would be a key – they got out to big leads, and then everything went – the way they play with a lead, they're unstoppable. But if you get them into a hole and they get off their game a little bit, and you saw that in Tennessee, that's when the Ravens can get into trouble. And there's just – there aren't a lot of examples of that. They went 14-2 and then lost their first playoff game. But when it happened, it's when they didn't get out to that quick start. You know, they didn't have a lot of comeback from behind, come out of a hole ability last year. So – if you could be one of the few teams that does that to them, that's your chance.
Mark, we spent a lot of time talking about the disadvantages of having a first-year head coach in Kevin Stefanski. Can you think of any advantages that an NFL team may have because they have a first-year head coach?
Yeah, because if people are spending time trying to figure out what Lamar Jackson offers that they can stop, no one really knows what the Browns are going to do under Kevin Stefanski. You can look at the Vikings offense from a year ago and get a pretty good idea, but it's completely different personnel. So I think there's an element of surprise. You look at someone like Sean McVay with the Rams. I mean, people weren't, writing sad songs for him 3 weeks into the season. He completely transformed that program. A lot of these guys that are rookie head coaches have spent games, you know, shadowing head coaches, calling plays. They have experience playing that role. I don't think it's quite as big of a leap from the game day preparation as some might think. I think it's more that you're suddenly the face of an organization and have so much extra stuff put on your plate that can you maintain that focus on the game, on game preparation, with all this other stuff going around you and having to be the guy that takes the blame. My thing more with the rookie head coach is everything's great in the offseason. We all love Kevin Stefanski, and I think there's a good reason to. But let's say they lose to Baltimore and then it's Thursday night football and Joe Burrow comes out and does something really special and the Browns are suddenly 0-2. Then you're a coach facing a lot of adversity. How does a new coach handle that? That's where I start to think we get questions and answers about who these guys are. From what I see from at this point, Kevin Stefanski is probably as good of a game preparer as the Browns have had in a while. I mean, just I'm basing that off of what the players are saying. They feel engaged. He's a great communicator. They know what their responsibilities are each week. So that's arrow up versus some of the guys that have rolled through Cleveland in the past.
All right, hey, Mark, let's just real quick, give us the lowdown on Around the NFL podcast and how we can catch that.
That is going to be it's 3 days a week. It's Sunday nights after the games. We do a recap. It's on our Around the NFL. Our handle is Around the NFL on Twitter. You can find anything there. We do a show on Tuesday. We do a big preview show on Thursday that they turn into a network show that airs on Saturday morning. So there's lots of ways to find us. There might be too many ways to find us. And hit me up on Twitter if you have any trouble locating them.
Mark, as always, we appreciate your time. We love talking Browns, especially.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the football. Mark Sessler, nice enough to join us from NFL.com on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.